News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Homes. For most young adults in Ireland, owning a home can be a real challenge. But for one couple, thinking outside the box was what was required to fulfil that dream. Joining us to discuss her small affordable house and how it came to be is Emma O'Hagan, outdoor adventure host and owner of the Tiny House Project. Emma, lovely to talk to you. Tell us about your tiny home.
How are you? Tiny home. It is, as the name suggests, it's a fairly small structure. It's 25 square metres. And we have it made from timber frame and it's cladded with iron. And we put it on a little plot of land here in Leitrim, and it's fully off-grid, so that means we're relying fully on solar to power it. We have our own shallow well and an eco-dry toilet, so it's a eco-friendly home as well. And we just moved in about 2 months ago and all is going well.
And there's 2 years there. How is it, let me think of the sort of the practical issues, storage, how does that work?
Do you know, we've really had to downsize in a lot of stuff. We actually had been traveling for a couple of years prior to getting the tiny home. So we had already kind of decluttered a lot of stuff. There is a lot of storage in the tiny home. I mean, like every ounce of space that we could possibly use has been used. So we do have as much storage as we can, but even so, we still had to kind of downsize a little bit. But so far, so good. It's been fine. I feel like we're always looking for more stuff, and you know, it's always nice to go browsing through shops and things like that. So, I mean, it does make you kind of look at what you're buying before you buy it. But
it's a kind of a mindset change.
Definitely, yeah, definitely a mindset change. We've kind of, you just have to reevaluate, I suppose, what you want versus what you need. And it kind of forces you to really think about that. And even, you know, there's also, we all have the odd occasion that comes up, weddings or whatever. But, you know, I'm not going to have a dress sitting in my wardrobe endlessly. Yeah. You know, it'll kind of force you to maybe sell it on or gift it to somebody else. So, yeah.
I remember living in a tiny, tiny flat with a really good pal of mine in college, and we had this blazing row and I stormed off in a huff only to go outside the front door and it was lashing rain and I had to turn around and come back in again, which was ridiculously humiliating. And we both ended up falling around the place laughing. But I suppose what I'm asking in a roundabout way is, I'm sure yourself and Kevin never have a row, but if you did, is it awkward? Are you in the stuck in the one little small space?
Yeah, do you know what? Your story kind of summarizes exactly what happens in that situation, because you do end up having to come back, you know.
Tail so between the legs.
Tail between the legs, you know, like I suppose, as I said earlier, we were traveling around Europe for 2 years. We were in a camper van, actually. So we'd encountered that stumbling block, let's say.
Yeah,
once
enough.
Or twice you could. So we kind of knew that moving into the tiny home wouldn't be much different. So it is kind of one of those things. It definitely forces you to sort it out or move out.
It's also quite romantic. There's a kind of an adventure element to it, I think, as a young couple that you're doing this. Is it for the long term, do you think?
Do you know what? It opens up a lot of options in terms of the long term. Like, we'll be able to save now a lot more than what we would if we were, you know, number one, renting, or number two, having a mortgage. So it definitely opens up a lot more opportunities long term. I mean, I love this lifestyle. I'm not sure how compatible it is with, you know, maybe raising a family or something like that. So time will tell. But I definitely, I suppose I'm not looking for the mainstream, you know, mortgage and four bedroom house if
well
I don't
done.
Need it.
Well done. Listen, I think it's absolutely brilliant. I think what you're doing is amazing. Well done to you and to Kevin. Emma O'Hagan there, outdoor adventure host and owner of the Tiny House Project. Thank you for talking to me.
I kind of love the idea of it. And you're right. Could I contain my amounts of crap? No, probably not.
No.
But I like the idea.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.